The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome on a Wednesday afternoon. A hot, steamy, humid Wednesday afternoon. And here's my telephone number. pardon me. Yes, it's that time of year. I am glad I have a cough button, but occasionally my finger is not as fast as my cough. So I apologize for assaulting your ears with a cough. Anyway, here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, we are watching this epidemic of car thefts here in the central Ohio area. The majority or the largest percentage of cars being stolen, Kias and Hyundais. Well, now we know why at least some of them are being stolen. On Monday of this week, 4:30 in the morning, three stolen Kias, I started to say being driven by eight teenagers. Obviously, they couldn't, eight of them couldn't drive the cars at the same time, but eight teenagers were involved, three stolen Kias, and they ram a popular gun shop down in Obetz. They ram it, pierce the outside of the building. They run inside. They grab a bunch of illegal guns. Police call. Kids run. And at that point, none of them were caught. They took off, quote, the teens took off into a nearby quarry, according to the Obetz police report. Now, the good news, the following day, two of the teens were arrested by Hilliard police in a stolen car with a stolen gun. 15 years old and 17 years old. And it's difficult to find all of the details. But from Columbus police and Obetz police reports, all of the stolen firearms have been recovered. That is indeed good news. Quote, all of the guns have been recovered. But police adds how dangerous it is when criminals get a hold of weapons, and that certainly is true. And that's another reason why most gun laws are very ineffective, because most gun violence is committed by illegal guns. Now, that certainly doesn't mean all of them. The mall shooter in Indiana that was taken out by the heroic 22-year-old, those guns were purchased legally. Sadly, the horrific shooting down in Uvalde, Texas, those guns were purchased legally and never should have. We don't know. We know almost nothing about the Indiana mall shooter so far. We know a lot about the shooter in Uvalde, Texas, and there is no way he should have been allowed to purchase firearms. We may learn the same thing about the Indiana mall shooter. But anyway, good news here in Central Ohio. All of these stolen weapons have been recovered. Hey, and by the way, speaking of what happened over in Indiana at the mall, one of my listeners mentioned this in an email to me, and I had thought of it, but had actually forgotten, and this listener reminded me. In praying for the families of the victims, the three people that were shot and killed in that mall shooting over in Indiana, we obviously should be praying for them. The young man who took out the gunman, 22 years old, just 22 years old, no military training, no police training, had a concealed carry permit, frequented a local gun range, and from everything I am reading, he could not have handled the situation more efficiently. Once the shooting began, it took this young man, again, 22 years old, just in the mall shopping with his girlfriend. It took him, pardon me, it took him a total of 15 seconds. 15 seconds to fire off 10 rounds and to eliminate the gunman, to kill the gunman. And by doing that, we have no idea how many people were saved, how many people's lives were saved. He had a pistol. He was up against a shooter with a rifle. Just an absolutely incredible story, and rightfully so. He is being hailed as a hero by the chief of police there, by the mayor of the city, by a whole bunch of other people. But killing another individual is a very traumatic situation, even if it's justified. And in this situation, it was clearly justified. This young man did what was right, what was good. And in this case, what was virtuous. He saved other people, but he took the life of another individual. And that is something difficult to deal with emotionally. So pray for him as well. All right, moving on to other topics. When you control the language, you control so much. Well, the folks on the left, the wokesters on the left, have pressured Merriam-Webster about what is a woman. Now, again, 20 years ago, everybody knew what a woman is. And now we have a Supreme Court justice who, when asked, what is a woman? I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Who would have thunk it? Well, Merriam-Webster's dictionary has caved to the trans agenda And they have changed the definition of a woman. Well, they added a second definition. You're all familiar with dictionaries. There's definition number one, number two, number three, number four. Now, in the online Merriam-Webster dictionary, definition number two of female is, quote, having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. So Merriam-Webster has become woke, and they have succumbed to the radical leftist agenda, and now they are defining a female as someone, and again I'm quoting, having a gender identity. Now, of course, you and I know that this whole thing of identity is bogus. It is not based on science, biology, DNA. It is not based on fact. It is based purely on feeling and emotion. And yet Merriam-Webster, a female is someone having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. You know what's going to be funny? The wacky leftists are not going to be satisfied with that. What do you mean opposite of male? That's a negative connotation. We're not opposite. You watch. Once you begin to attempt to appease the radicals, it's never enough. Never, never, never enough. All right, first break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's monkeypox. Yeah. Now, hey, I don't want to diminish the fact that if you get this, you're probably going to be pretty miserable for a while. Die from it? Very, 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 very unlikely. So far, not one person has died of monkeypox in America. Comes out of Africa, and the health officials want you to know, be afraid. Be very, very, very afraid. Be scared. Be frightened. Be petrified, because monkeypox is coming. Now, what is the truth? Well, so far in the state of Ohio, we have a total of 7 monkeypox cases out of, what do we have in Ohio? What, 11 million people, I think? And nationwide? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's really, 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 really bad. Out of 360 million or so people, we have a total of 1,400 cases. But an infectious disease specialist right here in Columbus, Ohio, said in the state of Ohio, we have 7 confirmed cases, and nationwide, we have 1,400 cases. I can tell you, however, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's more monkeypox out there. No, that's an actual quote. It's the tip of the iceberg. The story from one of our local TV stations begins by saying, monkeypox cases are on the rise in Ohio, with 7 confirmed cases. Now, does that sound like it's on the rise? In the entire state, 7 cases. But your local TV station wants you to know, monkeypox cases are on the rise. And doctors said there is some misinformation about the disease that could be dangerous. All right, now, let me leave the satire behind for a moment and deal with facts. It is a very painful disease, from what I can gather. It can be pretty infectious. It can be. Now, it is almost completely, almost totally confined to men having sex with other men. Almost completely. Almost completely a homosexual disease. Now, if you hear the local news reporters talk about it, you will never, 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 ever hear them say, this is primarily a homosexual disease. What you will hear is, this is pretty infectious and you could get it. And then they will say, primarily this is a disease of a disease from men having sex with men. And you could get it. Yeah, they will mention MSM, men having sex with men. They will not say homosexual. They will not say gay. They will not say this is a gay disease, a homosexual disease, although it is. I won't tell you that. So if you are not a homosexual male, it is extremely, 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 extremely unlikely that you will get this. But the health authorities want you to know, but you could. And then the local infectious disease experts said this, and I quote, when HIV first came on the scene in the 1980s, it was predominantly seen in men who have sex with men. Well, that didn't last long. Implying that HIV is not primarily a disease of sex, men having sex with men. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Not completely, but overwhelmingly, HIV is still a disease of men having sex with men. Okay. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.